Blog Talk Radio.
What up, OFL After Dark live on the air. We're going to be taking some callers today, or tonight, I guess. A lot of news going on. The Fantasy Draft League is full, so please do not sign up for that. Fantasy Draft League is completely full. Team Selection Shuffle will be done probably a half hour after this show ends, so be looking to pick your favorite team or however you want to pick your team. Draft will be this Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Winner's going to take home $400. Speaking of taking home money, Dippin' X Dots just won back-to-back tournaments. So he just won the Devil's Hill 8, beat Chad Jackson, 17-14. Great game. Great showing by Chad in this tournament. Dippin' X Dots just won $150, I believe. So he's won about $265 and is in third on the money leaders. Finesse Jigglow still second, right around $455. And Slay Island 9XX is in first at $472. So that's what we got going on there. One thing about that tournament game, Ready 10 did block two extra points, which is illegal, so the other guy was awarded points. So we want to talk about, is blocking field goals racist? And to talk about that subject is the great Volcano, also studying sociology in school, so he is definitely has the credentials to tell us about this. Hi, Volcano. Thanks for being on the air tonight with OFL After Dark. Do you believe that blocking field goals is racist?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Do I think it's racist?
Yes. Do you think blocking field goals is racist?
No. I want to say it's racist. I say it's hurtful and not racist.
Yeah. I don't think it's racist either, but a lot of people are putting it out there. Well, that's a racist because they still associate Ready 10 with racism. And since he's the only one that's blocking field goals in tournaments, you see why they're thinking like that?
Yeah, I can see the mindset. I mean, a racist guy doing things like that, I would see it that way.
Yeah, I get, yeah. I don't think he's racist, but... And I don't think blocking field goals is racist. But anyways, let's go to the next subject. So we all know Philly and the Frog died yesterday, and that was sad. Today, two more frogs, or not frogs, two fish died. We Witness is taking credit. How do you feel about We Witness out there basically bragging and being happy that these fish are dying and saying he's put voodoo curses and that more fish will die in the near future? Is he a terrorist?
I see either a fine or a suspension coming his way.
A fine or a suspension. Is he a terrorist, though?
Terrorist? Maybe a spiritual terrorist. I don't know.
Spirit.
That's a tough one.
Should he be on the no-fly zone, or at least the can't go into a Petco zone?
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree. So, you looking forward to this fantasy draft league?
I can't wait, actually. I mean, I already got my sheets of paper ready for all my sneak picks I'm hoping to get later on in the draft, where, you know, everybody goes at those high up players, and then I get all those lower, like, 70s, 80 players that play, like, 90s. So, yeah, I'm really excited. Got my quarterback set. I got almost all my lower positions set where I want to draft. So, I want to try to get a stack offensive line.
Nice. Now, everything's full right now. The only thing that we have available for players out there looking to get some more games and win some money is the Fargo 32-man single elimination tournament, only $5. So there's about 10 more spots left in there if you want to get in. Winner's going to take home $130. If anybody knows Frank Frazier, please have him contact me, because Frank Frazier did join the tournament but did not leave his gamer tag. So, Frank, if you're out there listening, please contact. One last thing, Balkino, before we bring this caller in. The Rangers. Let's talk about the Rangers a little bit. Trying to get them back on the air this week. Was there a fallout between OFL Now member Chad Jackson and the Rangers? What is going on there? Could you fill all the listeners in?
Well, I just think the guy just talks so much where he doesn't even give you a chance to reply.
Who's the guy? The Ranger. Oh, Reaper. You're talking Reaper. Ranger Reaper.
I think he just talks sometimes where he doesn't give other people a chance to reply to his statements. And I think Chad got annoyed by it. And he also thought he was a different member, too, as well. So I think that's why he acted that way. So I could see, and that's why I came in.
And so how did Ranger Reaper take this? Because I have not been able to get a message
through his
secretary.
I told him it was just football talk. Don't get too soft about it. It's a little different than playing RPG games. So it was just football talk, I would say. You know, just trying to quiet him down and move on to the next, basically. But
he wasn't. Yeah, I was in there for a little bit, but I left before whatever occurred. So hopefully we can work that back out, because we looked like some things were going to happen with the OFL Now and the Rangers. But we'll see. Hopefully we get them on the air. Want to keep everybody updated. I'm currently in contact in negotiations with a magazine company to produce our digital magazine. So as soon as we finalize the contract with the magazine company, hopefully we'll get it all done and we'll be able to get the magazine out to all you guys. It will be on the Apple and the Android store for everybody, so make sure I'll keep you guys updated. How do you like that idea, Balkino? Do you like a digital magazine?
Yeah, it should be fun to read and give us something to do, just like all our YouTube videos everybody watches. It's fun. You know, having one or two or three a week to just, you know, kill 30 minutes to watch.
Right. Cool. The other thing, talking about YouTube videos, you got yours, you and Yelana have your show coming here in the next day or two, so people are looking forward to that. Also, if you haven't seen the studio show with Chad Jackson, make sure you check that out. He's got the highlights on there. Make sure you send Chad Jackson your highlights through your OneDrive on Microsoft. His email is thechad912@live.com. I'm going to repeat that, thechad912@live.com. Make sure you get those highlights in, man. It makes the show a lot better. Also, let's see. Well, let's take this caller here. He's been on hold for a while. 601, you're now live on the air with the great Balkino, or the so-called great Balkino, and the commish. Who are we talking to tonight?
I'm talking to your boy once again, Ready 10.
Ready 10, there he is. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Not bad. just got done playing a 2K game, an NBA 2K game against you. That was one of my first games. It's a good game. I like Madden a lot better. You're really good. I want to give you some credit there. You got me pretty good. But I want to announce there will be a 2K tournament coming here in the future if there's anybody who wants to get in that. I know we had one tournament last month, and you're the only person who actually has you're the first person to win an OFL Now 2K tournament, so you're definitely the main guy that we got. Can you repeat?
I mean, I'm still learning 2K a little bit. It's a lot different than other 2Ks and everything. And hopefully I can, man. That's all I can say. You never know a 2K, man.
Are you going to be posting another Madden tournament, big one?
Yeah, we're going to have another Madden tournament coming. I'm just waiting to fill up the 32-man first. As soon as we get that going, we'll have another Madden tournament. We might even have the Madden tournament out before that one gets started. Probably just be an 8-man, big money. But, yeah, 2K
I feel
tournament.
I like you start a UFC tournament, too.
Well, that's something we could talk about. Are there a lot of UFC players? I'm not familiar with the game. I don't like violence. I'm not a big violent fan, though. So, what's that all about?
I mean, it is a pretty cool game. I've been trying to play it lately, but I don't think many people play it online anymore.
Yeah, might not be a good idea if there's not people to play. Now, does anybody know Frank Frazier? Frank Frazier signed up for the tournament but didn't leave his gamer tag, so I don't know who this is.
Yeah, I've never heard of the guy, man.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, I probably won't do a UFC tournament, but I do expect to do Mortal Kombat tournaments when they come out.
Most definitely.
So, and guys, remember, let's not keep the money. Couple things people are forgetting about. Keep the Money Game Talks off the group chat. Keep that private. Also, we were talking about it already. A lot of people are thinking blocking field goals is racist because they associate racism with Paula Deen and with you. And since you're the only one who tried to block a field goal, they think it's racist. Do you feel that it's racist to block a field goal?
No. I mean, you know, they patched a glitch. And I'm not going to tell the people the secret to blocking field goals now, but it's just like they block them in the NFL now. Just like they block them in the CFL, just like block them in high school, college. You can block field goals the exact same way now, you know. I just took advantage. I seen the opportunity to present itself, and I just took advantage of the opportunity. Because blocking field goals can change the game, you know.
Cool. I don't know if you heard that beep, but here's a message. Oh, once again, it's Big Shrimp 214, same dude from last night. Hey, Reddy, thanks for being on the air again. Got me and my cousin here listening. We're big fans. Just wanted to ask you, who will you pick as your team for the Fantasy Draft League? Thanks, Big Shrimp, for your message. Ready?
If I had to pick a team, I'd probably go with either the Saints. I'm thinking, maybe the Saints. And, or probably Miami.
Miami? Because of the jerseys or something?
No, because I know Volcano won them, and I just want to make him mad.
We got another caller joining us here from the 609 area code. Could you state your gamer tag? You're now live on OFL After Dark.
Redemption 315.
Redemption, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm still awake.
Good. Glad to have you call in. I saw that you dropped your team in the single season. Any particular reason why?
Well, it's over for me, so bye-bye. Reddy took my dreams away.
Okay, so you... And see, here's the issue with single season. This is why we'll probably be eliminating this league next year and going to all multiple because of what happened with you, because you're a dedicated player. I know this. I've seen you in other leagues. But because you're out of it, we're in week 12, you just say it doesn't matter because you don't see it mattering, even though I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, I feel like it does matter because – you paid for those four more games, and it's good practice. But I understand where you're coming from. I'm not not upset with you. I wish you would have stayed, but I understand. So, Redemption, I know you like to write. Did you hear earlier in the show we are in contracts to sign up for a digital magazine?
No.
How do you feel about it, OFL now having its own digital magazine?
I mean, it's growing, man. I mean, when it's growing, you get more privileges. And when you get more privileges, you get more access. When you get more access, you get more people. And I'm thinking it's great for the league.
Why do you think the league's growing, though?
I mean, it's something legit. I mean, I've been into dozens of, you know, connected franchises, dozens of leagues in which it fell because there's not an organization, you know, there's not a strong structure. Here, there's a strong structure. I mean, no bullshit. There's a website. There's even a shop OFL. Truthfully, you're the number one guy, the number one league I will go to every time. Even though I was suspicious at first, because truly I've never seen something like this, unless you go to like a real Madden tournament in person. But this is online, you know. Gamer Saloon and all those websites are, you know, tricky, that's fine. But here, it's something like in-house type of thing. But it's growing.
Well, I'm glad, man. We love having you. We love having players like you. We're always looking for redemptions, man, everywhere. We need a redemption in Ohio. We need a redemption in Illinois. We need a redemption in the West Coast, redemption in Canada. We need redemptions, man. You're good for the league, and thanks for the love, man. Hey, we got another caller here from the 806 area code. 806, you're now live on OFL After Dark. You got Redemption 315. You have the commissioner. You have the Great Balkino, or so-called Great Balkino, and you have Baby Kino, a.k.a. Ready 10. Could you state your gamer tag for the listeners?
Billy and the Frog's killer, we witness.
This motherfucker, we've heard enough. Thanks for calling, you fucking asshole. Heck, motherfucker's a frog killer and a fish killer and an ass clown. We don't need him on this show. He said more fish were going to die, and they died. Two more today. Glad he called.
Hell yeah.
I'll never... It's okay, Balkino. Balkino, speaking of Filene, I know you and the love of your life, Miss Bubbles, a.k.a. Yelena, adopted Filene and named him Filene after your favorite Rugrat character. How's she taking it?
I left a little sticker note on her mirror today when she woke up, and she was sad. Mm-hmm. And she told me it's because the video wasn't out, because he wasn't able to see us.
Mm-hmm.
And she blamed us.
And, you know, she could be right, but don't blame yourselves. All parents always blame themselves when their child does wrong, but you guys were great parents, and if it wasn't for you, Filene would have never had a good home, and he would have never lived 9 days. But if it wasn't for that fucking asshole frog killer we witnessed, he'd still be here on Earth. But rest in peace, Filene. Anyways, we got another caller coming in from the 614 area code. 614, you're now live on the air with Ready 10, Balkino, Redemption, and the commish. Could you state your gamer tag for all the listeners out there? 614, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Mr. Gigolo.
There he is, Finesse Gigolo. I'm glad you called in. Finesse, so you exited a little early on the Devil's Hill tournament than expected. Chad Jackson pulled the upset on you. Although I watched the game, 4th and 2, I feel like the computer kind of fucked you on a bad pass that you had nothing to do with. How do you feel about that game?
You know, sometimes things happen. I mean, I was definitely better than that player, I believe. But, you know, sometimes you have to be able to play through adversity. However, I had an opportunity throughout the game to, you know, put them away. But I feel like it was me against the world, so... That kind of, you know, messed up the way I was playing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So you feel like it's you versus the world?
Indeed. Which, you know, I have no problem with. But I did want to say something. I definitely don't feel like you should take out the single season, because in single season is always my best season. Last year and in the current year we currently have. But,
yeah. Yeah, I... I know what you mean, and I'm 100% with you. I like the single season, and I'm not sure people really realize the bigger money is in the single season, because when you win that Super Bowl, you go into the grand prize tournament, which is at 300 and bumps up. So it's going to bump up, you know, so with each league we add. So, I really think that people are sleeping on the single season. But back to your point, I'm not saying completely eliminate it next year. What I'm saying is not include it with your package when you sign up in the beginning of the year with your membership. Instead, your two leagues would be multiple instead of one multiple and four single season. You'd get two multiple, and then there'd be single seasons you could sign up to add on. You see what I mean?
I'm with you. It makes sense.
Yeah. That way, because, I mean, 90% of people in the league say they like multiple better because they like – I think they get more attached to their team because they're building them through – they're watching them develop. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
Plus, like in Redemption's case, he's left single season. It's week 12, but he's not gonna leave a group multiple if he's struggling because he's building those players for the future. So that's why I was thinking that. But yeah, we'll definitely offer single season leagues.
Now,
actually,
I'm with you.
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, I'm with you, but I feel like at the end of the day, you still don't disbanding your team. I mean, you don't see people do that in the NFL. When they 2-14, they still play. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to make it fair for everybody else. Like, you could still
right.
give somebody else an upset. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't want to name one person. Nick Saban. He left the Falcons. Who was Nick Saban for Alabama?
He did what now?
Remember Nick Saban? He was with the Falcons, right? And he just went, he just left off.
Oh, he was with Miami Dolphins. Okay, I see what you're saying.
But
that's
and see
totally
that,
different.
It is. I mean, I agree with Gigolo, but I mean, I understand why Redemption did what he did. But I think what we'll do next season, single seasons, will be a high amount to get in with a high prize, stuff like that. Maybe even a super speed league where we advance even faster. I don't know. It's just a lot of ideas we're going to work on in the future. But we got another call coming in from the 806 area code. 806, could you state your gamer tag? You're now live on OFL After Dark.
Yeah, it's Lee Lindis, Greg.
We've heard enough from him again. Have a good trip. Right. Anyways, all right, so everybody in this party is in the fantasy draft. The draft will be Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Ready. You get the number one pick. Well, let's just say your first three rounds. What are you going to be focusing on?
First three rounds with the number one pick, probably go D-line, corner, and D-line, corner, and probably D-line, corner, and probably quarterback.
Okay. That makes
That's
sense.
That's what I'm thinking.
Redemption. Your first three rounds, what are you thinking about focusing to build your team in the Sunday night's fantasy draft league?
Oh, easy, man. Easily the kicker, the punter, and the kick returner. First three rounds, get to the point. We need those yards, man. We need those extra field goals. We need those extra points. Because I don't want no bums, you know.
I know you don't want to give away any secrets there, Redemption, but honestly, that's a good point. Where do you take a kicker? What round do you guys start thinking about taking a kicker? Because, I mean, they score points for you. They're very important.
I'm going to have to say 17 through 22.
Where are you looking at getting a kicker, Gigolo?
I might fuck around and get my kicker first pick. You never know. I mean, you gotta really think about how often you inside the red zone. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, explosive offense, and you know you won't always, you know, be in kicking range. Like, I might fuck around and get a kicker that's so good. By the time I get on the opposite side of the 50, that's already a guaranteed 3 points. You know, you never know.
That's a good point. And I've seen people that are good with kickers. One of the best in the OFL is Crack Action. Crack Action consistently, and I mean consistently, can kick a 64-yard field goal. So if you're good, I mean, it's definitely going to add points. Balkito, what round do you think you're going to take a kicker?
Me? I'm not going to draft one.
What do you mean?
I mean, on my mind. I'll let the computer auto, or I'll get the last round. It's not my top priority. I don't really care if my kicker is like 80 or 80 kick power. I don't really matter to me. I don't really kick field goals that much.
Okay. Well, and, that makes
really
sense,
have a,
I guess.
Other position than a kicker.
All right. Well, cell phone ringing there, all right. Ready. Who do you think is going to be your biggest threat to winning the $400 in the fantasy league?
You said who posed the most threat?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say probably
myself.
No. I'm kind of upping myself a little bit. Now.
But realistically, it's a lot of great players in there, man. It can go either way. It just all depends on what conference. That's why I feel like it's going to come down to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
There really are a lot of good players. I'm not even sure you know the whole roster yet, but there are some serious.
Yeah,
serious,
I know. Slay Island, you know.
He's been winning a couple tournaments here and there. He's in there.
No,
I'm looking
Slay
forward
Island
to playing his three. He played three
plays. I'm
looking forward to just
smashing him
with those three plays, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he a three-play guy?
Three-play guy.
I know
all the plays very well, and I have formation to stop him now, so.
Let me read off the roster here so you guys know who's in here. You got Cushman 28G. You got Redemption 315. You got Stuntman 46. You got City Boy 8426. You have Slay Island 9XX. You got Ready 10. You got myself. You got Laser Eyes 07. You got Slap the Butcher. Freak to the Nasty. Balkino. Bad to Chad Jackson. DNA Suspect. Finesse Gigolo. Maniac 4CXD. Crack Action. Kingman J 28. Cutthroat 99. O Buckets. VX, Assassin XA, 40 Yo Gamer, JJ Mills, Sinister AB13, Aerolik, Nuke Dragon 2, Walking Hitstick, You Got Sauce 1000, Chillin 941, BBNTG3MZilla4, Believe in Monsters, Sign Sphinx 165, another female member, and New Money Boy 202. Pretty stacked in talent, let's just say that. Any names that stick out to you, Gigolo, that could pose a threat?
Let me see. Not really. I think myself. I think I pose a threat to myself. I usually beat myself. I don't think there's nobody that I really can't beat. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of cheerleaders. And you know, you a lot of times you really plan against more than just that person. You plan against cheerleaders, and you plan against them. You see what I'm saying? So it's really up to you to block out the cheerleaders. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go ahead and take a shot at, you know,
Bell, yeah.
You know, the cheerleaders. I'm gonna go ahead and block out the cheerleaders from Team Balkino. You know what I'm saying? At first I used to think it was Believe in Monsters was the cheerleader. Then you also got to realize everything starts with the leader. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if the leader is a cheerleader, then why would the rest of his flock not be a cheerleader as well? You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So,
and I think you're referring to how Balkino was cheering on Chad Jackson in your tournament game, so I totally understand where you're coming from. And you have every reason to feel that way.
This is what I was going to say. It's not really that, because I don't care about nobody being a cheerleader. But when you cheering for somebody secretly, and then you go ahead and kind of talk to them, like, you know, like everything is cool, that's what you call faith. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
right. Well, 5 seconds, guys. Show's over. We'll see you tomorrow. Pick up tomorrow, Gigolo.
All right. Take care.